We all three went back to the hotel. Brett went upstairs. Bill and I sat in the downstairs dining room and ate some hard-boiled eggs and drank several bottles of beer. Belmonte came down in his street clothes with his manager and two other men. They sat at the next table and ate. Belmonte ate very little. They were leaving on the 7 o'clock train for Barcelona. Belmonte wore a blue striped shirt and a dark suit and ate soft-boiled eggs. The others ate a big meal. Belmonte did not talk. He only answered questions. Bill was tired after the bullfight, so was I. We both took a bullfight very hard. We sat and ate the eggs, and I watched Belmonte and the people at his table. The men with him were tough-looking and businesslike.
"Come on over to the cafe," Bill said. "I want an absinthe."
It was the last day of the fiesta. Outside it was beginning to be cloudy again. The square was full of people, and the fireworks experts were making up their set pieces for the night and covering them over with beech branches. Boys were watching. We passed stands of rockets with long bamboo stems. Outside the cafe there was a great crowd. The music and the dancing were going on. The giants and the dwarfs were passing.
"Where's Edna?" I asked Bill.
"I don't know."
We watched the beginning of the evening of the last night of the fiesta. The absinthe made everything seem better. I drank it without sugar in the dripping glass, and it was pleasantly bitter.
"I feel sorry about Cone," Bill said. "He had an awful time."
"Oh, to hell with Cone," I said.
"Where do you suppose he went?"
"Up to Paris."
"What do you suppose he'll do?"
"Oh, to hell with him."
"What do you suppose he'll do?"
"Pick up with his old girl, probably."
"Who was his old girl?"
"Somebody named Francis." We had another absinthe. "When do you go back?" I asked.
"Tomorrow."
After a little while, Bill said,
"Well, it was a swell fiesta."
"Yes," I said. "Something doing all the time."
"You wouldn't believe it. It's like a wonderful nightmare."
"Sure," I said. "I'd believe anything, including nightmares."
"What's the matter? Feel low?"
"Low as hell."
"Have another absinthe."
"Here, waiter, another absinthe for this senor."
"I feel like hell," I said.
"Drink that," said Bill. "Drink it slow."
It was beginning to get dark. The fiesta was going on. I began to feel drunk, but I did not feel any better.
"How do you feel?"
"I feel like hell."
"Have another?"
"It won't do any good."
"Try it. You can't tell. Maybe this is the one that gets it. Hey, waiter, another absinthe for this senor?"